just now.
À dans deux semaines pour un autre Sleepy King.
Hey, you're listening to Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 198th edition of the program. On the broadcast today, I'm going to be featuring two conversations that I had in Sao Paulo, Brazil. These were recorded at the occupation of the 9th of July. That's the name of a building in Sao Paulo that was formerly a building of the government for social services that now for at least 2 years has been occupied by community activists and artists who are struggling for housing rights and social justice in Sao Paulo. Of course, like any major city in the world, there is rising gentrification, and this has meant that huge parts of downtown are inaccessible for working class and poor people. Also, there's an extreme lack of affordable housing. So there is a movement that has been struggling to basically engage with this space as a way to shine a light on the broader issue of the housing crisis and the extreme wealth inequality in Brazil. The larger network is Movimento MSTC, so I'd encourage people to look that up. As part of this process of the occupation of 9th of July, there are many things going on in this building. There's a weekly community lunch, there are concerts, there's a shop, there is also an art gallery, and a lot of very interesting and prominent contemporary artists in Brazil, as well as some residents of this squatted building, have contributed to an art exhibition that was on when I was visiting Sao Paulo. So I spoke to two of the people that organized the exhibition, André Comastu, who we'll hear from first, one of the contributors and coordinators of this exhibition, and also Carla Cruz, who also helps coordinate and basically runs the gallery space in this occupied building. It's really quite incredible to think about the fact that there's a major tower in downtown Sao Paulo that is basically an occupied community space, a direct action for housing rights, for economic justice, and for transformative change in Brazil. So here's two artists that are part of this process that I spoke to in the gallery. It's a bit echoey, and there was a lot of people there, but you'll still be able to hear clearly their voice, and I'm really happy to share these exchanges with you on Free City Radio.
My name is André Comastu. I'm a São Paulo-based artist. I'm here since the beginning. Because the gallery here, the Galeria Reocupa is the name of the gallery. We start in 2018. On the first show was a solo show of Nelson Felix, artist from Rio, that he was invited to participate of São Paulo Biennial. But for that he proposed for the Biennial to commission his work, a site-specific work, here in the Ocupação. So he made this big installation, intervention, and then created some works here in the gallery. And with the sale of these works, he donated everything for the gallery and the movement. So with that, we started the idea to create this commercial gallery. Because we understand that this commercial gallery, this art commercial gallery, is a kind of, we try to hack the system, the art system. So the money don't go for the galleries, but go for artists, the movement, and of course for political actions. That's Aparelhamento Du, this group that created the gallery and also make a lot of political actions in Brazil. So, since the Nelson Felix show, we did another group, very huge group show that called What's Not Flores is Political Prison. It was a show that we started in 2019. A very, like, I don't know, more than 200 artists for entire globe. And was a super beautiful show. All the works, all the discussions we make the horizontal, like everyone together deciding everything. So
horizontal, yeah.
Yeah. And then on this year we opened this another big show with 116 artists until now.
Nice.
That called Refoundation. It's a different time because when we did the last show, we were in the Bolsonaro government. So all the money that we got selling the works was for the movement, but also for political actions that we had to do because we are like a completely fucked with this right wing, no? Now that the times change, of course, it's not perfect. Lula is suffering, but the times change. So we decided to create this new exhibition, thinking about what is the refoundation, what is the base, what is who supported, who gonna occupy this space, this, you know, the surface. So for that, we invite a lot of artists like peripheral, black, trans, well-known artists, some that they are just having like just one work, or Bordadeiras of the Culpa, this collective, feminist collective from the Ocupação that make these brothers, no? Yeah, and of course we have like this the educational program that we contract three people. One that's a student. Our student one is she lives here, Stephanie. Another is Carolina. That's she was interested in the project, so started to work with us. So.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
About our context, because I think some people who are listening, when you talk about the occupation, they're not going to know. So we're at downtown Sao Paulo, and yeah. We're in an occupied building. So where can you describe where are we talking right now?
Okay, we're talking on this building that was shut down for 15 years. And then this MSTC, this social movement for that fight for housing downtown, is the third time that occupied this building. But now it's a building, it's a different type of occupation because Carmen Silva, this the leadership of the movement, MSTC, she decided to have a different program. So the people live here, like in many floors, they have apartments that people live here. But at the same time, she decided to create this kind of cultural place. So she started to work with people like artists, many artists, to support the movement. So the gallery is here because we discovered that when the police, when the states try to invade the occupation, they had to preserve like personal stuffs. So they have to make insurance. To make insurance for artworks, it's very expensive. So we we knew that when we occupied the Aparelhamento occupied in 2016 Funarte, it's a federal cultural building in São Paulo, many places, but one here in downtown, that we occupy resisting to the state don't shut down the Funarte. Because in 2016 we have this coup d'etat, that's they take off Dilma and the Temer, the president on time, decide to shut down this cultural place. So it's like this modus operandi of the ladies fascists, no? So we're talking about this building that was shut down for 15 years, and the MST is the third time that's occupied here, and I'm glad that they're still there, and glad that we are supporting, we are working together.
So we're here in a building context, but like there's art on the walls, there's a lunchroom upstairs, there's many hundreds of people coming every Sunday for a dinner. But this really brings up questions about the direction of the city. And this involves art, because Sao Paulo is very important for arts. And one of the questions is art based as a community practice, or is art something for the market? And I think there's a tension there. And it's interesting, this gallery is playing on this tension.
Yeah. For us, like, art is art, market is markets. We just use the market on all benefit, I mean. We don't. We
for the,
sell
for the movement.
Yeah, we don't. We sell the works, but it's we don't have profit, because all the money goes for the artists and for the movement and for political actions, of course. So it's like a more like arts run space. That's we, because usually when we explain that it's a arts run, and we did everything. The people ask, but who is supporting? And we say, us. So to do this exhibition, we did in 10 days, working 15 hours every day. So selling lights, every works, everything. So because that's it's a big group. It's
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So for people who are here, can you describe the room? Like, what do we see?
Okay, so on this main room, if I can say, there are like a lot of artists, like Adriana Aranha, artists from Northeast, Elton Hipólito, my work, Lucia Kó, Leda Catunda, Retratistas do Morro, Ernesto Neto, Sônia Gomes, Rivani Noschwander, Rosana Paulino, Lorival Cuquinha, Juliana dos Santos, Jing Musa, Jamak, like a lot of work.
That's
there.
Incredible. Yeah. But maybe also just the physical room, like it's, we're in a basement.
Yeah, because actually like the gallery used to be the entrance of the building. Oh. So this big door, this big iron big door used to be the entrance door.
Oh, wow.
So now the entrance is on for the third floor, because the entrance on the back. No, because when the movement entering the building, they enter from the back, not on the. So
they reimagine the space.
Yeah, just in transforming, yeah, you know, exactly. Like the construction, like the space, true. The architecture, everything. Yeah. So, if like describing in words, like the exhibition, there are like a lot of works that don't respect this white cube distance. So everyone together, like a peripheral, well-known artist. And like women, men, and binaries, non-binaries, like everyone together.
And for you, you have two pieces that you showed me.
Yeah.
How did it feel to contribute to this process and to be part of this collective process?
For me, I just decided on the last moment to put the work, to be like sincere. Because my focus was to do the show, like to discuss and invite people. Hang everything and put everyone, you know, happy. And in the last moment, we decided to put works. Because on the beginning, we didn't know the size of the works, the quantity of the works. So was the last moment.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Stefan.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm part of the curating team. I'm Carla. So these collectives made of artists, curators, and cultural agents all over Brazil, actually, but placed in São Paulo. And doing this exhibition here has important meaning for me personally. And I would say that linking to one of our actions with an indigenous artist called Glicéria. She came here with Manto Tupinambá. I don't know how to translate it into English, but it's a
autonomous it's, community.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So the indigenous issues in Brazil related to the territory, mm-hmm. related to the way they would like to occupy the Brazilian territory, relates also to this not campaign, but the housing issues. So it's really connecting housing, mm-hmm. and also belonging to a place. So that was one of our interventions during the exhibition. So the idea is the exhibition is alive. We are never having it completely done. So once in a while we have a new artist coming along, a new piece of art coming along, an activation or an intervention or happening, all sorts of activities are happening here in the Ocupação 9 de Julho, which makes this exhibition quite peculiar in this sense, because it's a movement,
yes.
and it's an exhibition in movement as well.
Got it. For people who are listening, so you the occupation of 9th of July, what is this? Where are we?
Well, the occupation, it's a building in Bela Vista, in city center of São Paulo. And it's a place that represents and keeps the memory of the housing. I wouldn't use the word fight, but it's a campaign, or it's an advocacy. Actually, that's the word.
It's that's right.
Yeah. So advocacy for housing rights, because actually in our constitution, national constitution, culture
yes.
and housing, it's a right.
Yeah.
So. It's nothing more than it's a statement of the Brazilian population having rights to, yeah. So this building in the past was a bureaucratic building. So as you can see, it has an architecture quite unconventional for an art gallery. So it's not a white cube, and that's a challenge for all the artists and curators involved in this project, because we have artworks now in the corridor, in the toilets, in everywhere, in the water house. So it's so
I love the idea of the exhibition in motion, this idea of the non-static exhibition, and that there's activations of the space. And I like also this idea that is connected to how social movements work, that, you know, it's related, I think, to some of the bigger questions in Brazil, because if you're looking from outside, people sort of understand, oh, there's a progressive government, and that's the end of the news article. But in the daily dynamics of the city and politics, it's the tension and the social movements that are pushing and pulling the political process forward. You know, it's not that the government of Lula just exists in a box, you know. So, but I think this idea of the constant evolution and the changing, and it also relates to bigger social questions in Brazil, maybe?
Definitely, yes. I would say that even though we are now in a left-wing government, this advocacy has to continue perhaps even more strongly, because it's when effectively you can progress in some issues. But housing is a big issue for a long time, not only in Brazil, it's a global issue everywhere. But it's interesting having here artists living in the occupancy. So we are not bringing art from outside, kind of moving flags, trying to be cool and bringing well-known artists in their house. So they are part of the exhibition, and this brings true advocacy to the exhibition. And also there is something that I would highlight, which is we do not hierarchy. We do not create any type of hierarchy between works of art. So here you can see well-known artists. And at the same time with artists that are in the beginning of their careers, and also from the outskirts of São Paulo, and sharing the same space. But the whole exhibition deals with a new way of existing as a society. So perhaps not having classifications. It seems, I would say, too mainstream in art, trying to say, oh, we are not categorizing. But we lived this experience here because the process was very organic, in the way that how we decided which artists would come and where which piece of art would be, everything was decided in movement and collectively. Collectively.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned one other point, and I want to go back to it and not lose this point, which was the question of territory and indigenous struggle for the vision of Brazilian territory, which is so radically different from the state. And you connected that to housing, which I think is a very interesting connection to think about how
territorial
issue. Yeah, so could you just talk about that a little bit more? Because maybe often issues are presented in boxes, right? And the indigenous struggle in Brazil does get attention from outside. But how do you feel there is a link between the territorial question of indigenous visions and struggles?
Well, from the legislative point of view, I would say that in our Supreme Court discussion on the Marco Temporal, so it's a temporary legal time frame from when they would have rights or not regarding to their
indigenous.
Yeah. So, constitutionally speaking, both rights are in the constitution, right?
Indigenous rights and housing rights.
In housing rights.
Yeah.
So they are linked in the same legal basic instrument of Brazilian rights, right? But I see housing as a basic need, as basic as having your own identity preserved, linked to a territory.
Sure.
It's not a matter of saying, I'm moving you from here to another place and you are having you know, space to grow your own food and create your raise your children, but it's related to identity. And if I say, if I bring this discussion of territory for the housing issue, I wouldn't say you resolve or you solve the issue of housing, taking people to the outskirts of the city. People have the right to live in the city, having access to the main cinema, theater, every opportunity of being involved in cultural activities. So in this sense, I would say that territory and rights of housing and inhabitation, it's related to not where someone choose for you, but it's something related to your own identity. And living in the city, it's a way of having your identity connected to where you grew up, and but the housing system the housing prices in the middle of the city, it's just impossible. So it's pushing people away from where they are connected to.
And this building questions a lot of that because we're close to the very center of the city.
Yes, and one curiosity is that this building was a bureaucratic home of an institution related to social security. And in social security, you have housing as part of it. So it's very interesting having this exhibition, having this advocacy movement here in this building that hosted one day a social security bureaucratic institution.
Thanks for sharing that. Last question. Can you just say a bit about how it was, how is it for you to be part of this process? I mean, it must be a huge experience. I can see you're working very hard here.
Well, I do so many projects at the same time, but nothing gives me such a pleasure as this one, because I see the social function of art and culture linked to social movements. So it's not art for doing art only. It has a purpose, and this translates to something that I believe, which is society involved actively in rights, in their own rights.
You heard the voices of two artists in Sao Paulo who have been directly involved in organizing an exhibition at the occupation of the 9th of July. That is a project in downtown Sao Paulo which has seen the occupation of a former building of the Ministry of Social Services in Brazil that is being used for housing. There's also concerts, a weekly community lunch, a shop, a cafe, many other things, and this art gallery, which we heard about. This is a really exciting project. So thank you to Andre Komatsu and Carla Cruz for being on Free City Radio this week. This has been another edition of Free City Radio. We broadcast weekly on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. On CJLO 1690 a.m., also in Geogeague, Montreal, on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. On CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. On CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesdays. On CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, BC, on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. and Saturdays at 7 a.m., as well as Met Radio 1280 a.m. in Toronto at 5:30 a.m. on Fridays, and CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. You can find our archives at soundcloud.com/freecityradio. We are also a podcast at Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Look us up. I'm Stefan Christoph. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be back next week.
Radio. Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
My head got lost.